بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Today from the 99 most beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we endeavor and try to discuss two of them, Al-Afu and Ar-Ra'uf. Some of the discussions regarding these two beautiful names have passed. Al-Afu is that being who is most pardoning. We discuss some qualities of forgiveness under Ghaffar that passed towards the beginning. Ar-Ra'uf is the most kind, the most merciful. Therefore, some discussion regarding the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did pass in the two names Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Be as it may, Al-Afu and Ar-Ra'uf from the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Afu ani dhunub, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves to forgive the sins of His servants. Alladhi lam yazal wa la yazalu bil-afwi mawsufan وبالغفران والصفح موصوفا كل أحد مضطر إلى مغفرته وعفوه كما هو مضطر إلى رحمته وكرمه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being from ever before for eternity will always be attributed this quality of forgiveness and pardoning, will always remain a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As each one of us are dependent on the mercies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, more so we are deserving, dependent of the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلِيهَا مِن دَابَّةِ, that if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has to take us to task for the sins, sometimes we don't realize what we are doing is wrong. We don't realize, maybe we haven't learned it, or we don't know about it. So there's no asking for forgiveness. Even those things, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates something to happen in your life, then that is a forgiveness for our sins that we don't even know about. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if he has to take us to task, ma taraka alayha min da'abba, no soul will remain on the surface of the earth. If every little bit of transgression, of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take us to task, then we wouldn't have much time left in the surface of the earth. But this is the quality of al-afu upon us, that we are still alive, we have another opportunity and another chance to remain in the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This name, al-afu, appears 10 times in the Qur'an Kareem. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. Multiple times, so 10 times it comes in the Qur'an Kareem, al-afu, the most, that being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to pardon. Amazing dua we recite on certain odd nights when we are seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a lesson for us. 15th night of Sha'ban, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. O my Allah, you are most pardoning. You love to pardon and to forgive. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this quality that we implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that tuhibbul afwa. You love even to forgive. That the person is going to be slipping, he's going to make a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even that also I like, because you're going to turn back to me. It's an opportunity to turn back to me. So, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. In one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq. One sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how many times must I forgive my slave? One time he makes a mistake, I tell him, stop that now, do it like this. He makes a mistake again, I remind him for the second time. Allah forgive us, sometimes we say, that's the only language they understand. And it's, you know, encrypt language that comes out after that. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how many times must we forgive? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even if it is 7 times in one day, 70 times, sorry, even if it is 70 times in one day, forgive him for the same sin and, or rather, mistake or fault 70 times. Subhanallah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the incident, qissa of ifk, where there was accusation of Aisha radiallahu anha committing zina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive. But whatever was the situation, it was a long story, it was an accusation. Then 10 ayat were revealed in Suratul Nur. And those 10 surahs, 10 ayat were revealed to exonerate, to show the pureness of Aisha radiallahu anha. Now this incident took place. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the father. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cool off period, he sent his wife to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to his father-in-law, go back home, things are a little bit hot, lot of accusations, let's get the air clear, and then we will sort things out. Some sahaba radiallahu anhum, ayat will reveal these lessons, some sahaba radiallahu anhum had succumbed to the pressure, and they also had accused Aisha radiallahu anha of zina, na'udhu billah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, from the three of the Sahaba, three of them, the others were munafiqeen. Three Sahaba, one was Mistah radiallahu anhu. He was the cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, financially, he used to be very lavish and used to give him money. On a monthly basis or regular basis, he would give him money, see to his financial needs. But when this incident took place, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stopped and he closed the tap. He says, enough now. If that's what you can do with my daughter and accuse her, yet ayat were not yet revealed. So he took qasam, I'm not going to give you any money. And he stopped it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed the verse. وَلَا يَأْتَنِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They don't take this qasam. وَلَا يَأْتَرِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ. Now, this is the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. People of excellence should not stoop to this level. That someone did wrong, you don't meet evil with evil. So don't take that qasam, you need to break the qasam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in this verse, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا.
Not just forgive, forget about what happened. Oh Abu Bakr, forgive him and forget about it. Yes, at times we may say that, Mawlana, I can forgive. I won't forget. Yes, it's your right not to forget, no problem, you're within your limits. If you say, I forgive you, but I won't forget. I forgive you, I'll make salam, I'll talk, kalam, everything, ta'am, I'll eat on your dastarkhan. No problem, but I won't forget what you did to me. And then sometimes we will use certain incidents in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will incorrectly quote them sometimes. But yes, it is permissible. But the better and the higher command, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرْ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. The better option would be to forgive and to forget about it. Don't even worry about it. Like nothing happened. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. وَلْيَعْفُ means to forgive. وَلْيَصْفَحُ Ulama explain, not just forgive, forget about what happened. Turn away from it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a lesson to us. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ I am asking you to forgive your relative. Do you not love that Allah forgive you? If you want Allah to forgive you, you also exhibit this quality of forgiveness. You also show you'll forgive my servants and I will forgive you, you're my servant. I'll forgive you also. Narration appears in Sahih Muslim. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that a person passed away, standing in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Jannah for this person. So then, what, I mean, he was a businessman, he didn't do anything fancy in life, a normal simpleton, but what did he do to earn this forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told the angels, forgive him, because he would transact with the people. And when people would owe him money, then he would tell his slave, if anyone is really in a corner, in financial difficulties, in a crisis, just give him some space, don't ask him for the money. And if he's not by the means to pay you back, forgive him. Don't worry about that money. Just leave it. I want Allah to forgive me. That's all he had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you can display that quality, I am more deserving of exhibiting that quality upon you now. Forgiveness for you. Forgiveness for you. One person, subhanAllah, passed away. Now sometimes, you know, when we talk about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you see, Mawlana, there was a different cloth. They were cut off a different cloth. You know, we see all those things. But I'm talking about not even 50 years ago, 100 years ago, maybe you'll say before Corona, person passed away in Corona. Passed away in the Corona, he passed away. So, nothing major about him. He was a rich man, very rich, and a normal businessman, like each one of us. But when he passed away, then one student in a madrasa had a dream. And the name, this person, the student in his dream, he sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then there's a person next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the student looks at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he's looking at that person, like, who is this now? Who did you come with? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what are you looking at? So he says, who's with you? I mean, I'm amazed with you, but who's with you? So he takes the name of this person from Durban. You see, who is that? Okay, but he remembered the name. He never saw this person, met him at all, never ever. So this person comes to the ustaz, he says, who is this Mr. So and so from Durban? You say, okay, we're not too sure, let's find out from the office, from the admin. Let's see, maybe they got some more info for us. So they pass on the name. And eventually they passed on the message back to the wife to say that this is what happened. The student had a dream and Nabi Sam is saying, he's my friend, I was waiting for him. This man, he's my friend, I was waiting for him, I'm going around with him now. What was his incident? His incident was in his life and hayati. Not even his wife, not even his son, his children, no one. No one at all knew. He phoned the madrasa and he says, I want one slot for a meal weekly or monthly, whatever it was upon me. Whatever the case be, that meal for the students in this madrasa, weekly, I think so it was weekly, that's upon me, don't tell anyone about it. And that bill is upon me. Only for that. But that's the only secret that this student had the dream from that particular madrasa, because he was a concerned person in society, or he was a person who used to do good for the madrasa, for just for that one meal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq, that ability. You know, we create some secret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some secret. So here Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, ayat is revealed. Ala tuhibbun? So immediately he says, right, forgiven. Let me break my qasam, give the kafara. And he started looking after his cousin once again. Zainul Abidin rahimahullah, from the progeny of Ali radiallahu anhu. His slave dropped a utensil. It fell. It injured Zainul Abidin, who is the master. The moment it injures him, he's red in the face. When the slave sees this, the slave knew my master is a person that will subdue himself in front of the Quran. He's a lover of the Quran. So immediately that slave read, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. If you want your place in Jannah, one quality is وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, that you must swallow your anger. So he looks and he smiles and he says, I swallowed my anger. Then the slave girl continues, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those that forgive. He says, I've forgiven you. Then she continues with the ayah, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves the good doers. You are free for the sake of Allah. Just listening to this verse of the Quran, he swallowed his anger, he forgave her, and he even set her free. He set her free. He says, right, for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you are free. So this is a very amazing quality that was found in Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu is entering Makkah Mukarramah, at the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. And Nabi sallallahu says, forgiveness. Forgiveness for everyone. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum were saying, Al-Yawm Yawmul Malhama, bloodshed, Nabi sallallahu says, no. Yawmul Marhama, today is the day of forgiveness. Of forgiving everyone. Imagine the people who drove him out of his hometown, who pelted him, who ridiculed him, who hurled abuses against him. But he never said, you know who I am now? You saw the stripes, I'm coming and entering Makkah. Nothing. He humbled himself. Forgiveness. Forgiveness for every one of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant and bless each one of us with this quality of al-afu. That we also تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. We need to bring the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even within ourselves in a very small manner, in a very micro manner, we would say. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exhibit those qualities upon us in a macro level, inshaAllah. So Al-Afu. Uqba bin Amir, Abu Kabsha radiallahu anhu, hadith appears in Musnad Ahmad. He says that I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ثَلَاثٌ أُقْسِمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ. Three things I take qasam. Nabi Sallam is saying, three things I take qasam upon. Three. He says, number one, amongst the three, one person is, that person who's oppressed. وَلَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ بِمَا ظُلِمَ. When a person is oppressed, فَصَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا. He's patient and he forgives the person. He forgives the person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the honor and the izzat of such a person. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفُ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. خُذ means to hold on. Hold on to forgiveness. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفُ. Command good and righteousness. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Turn away from the jahileen, from the ignorant ones. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this ayah was revealed, he asked Jibreel Amin, that what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command, require of me from this ayah? So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he requires of you, أَن تَعْفُوَ أَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ وَتُعْتِيَ مَنْ حَرَمَكْ وَتَصِلَ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. Three things. It was also the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he spoke to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكْ. And these are not easy things. Very difficult for the nafs. Very difficult. To forgive the one who oppresses you. The one who just cut your nose, you must say, right, all forgiven, don't worry. No retribution, he's all forgiven. That's not difficult for the nafs. Someone told you something, you want to prove your stance. No, it's not like that. You know, the courts are clear and whatever, you know, clear your name. Nabi Sallam says, forgive. Yes, we can clear our name, but forgive the person. And then Nabi Sallam says, the one who deprives you, you give him. The one who deprives you, you give him. And the one who breaks off ties from you, you go and mend ties with him. He's breaking it off, you go and mend ties. So this is one of the names that we discuss for tonight, Al-Afu. The next one is a very short discussion, Ar-Ra'uf. Ra'uf is the most kind, the most merciful, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Many reasons of mercy we have spoken under the topic of Ar, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, we spoke. So the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama discuss amongst the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He has made our mind such that we forget certain things. He has made it as a mercy upon us that we can forget. Imagine every person remembering very vividly the moment his father passed away, his wife passed away, his child passed away, or whoever passed away. And he remembers that very, very, very clear. And he's living those moments every day. He won't be able to move on in life. So that's why they say time is the best of healers. Because it's just a matter of time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's His mercy upon us that He allows us. Yes, those memories would be there. Those memories, fond memories of whoever it may be, my father, my father-in-law, or my son, whoever had passed away, those memories would be there. But yes, we move on, we carry ourselves and we move on towards the journey towards akhirat and towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the name Ar-Ra'uf. With regards to the name Al-Afu, ulama explain and say, excessive recitation of the name Ya Afu will earn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Ra'uf, Ra'uf, the kindness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain and say, the benefit of this name is with regards to anger. Any person who's really got a short circuit, he blows very quickly or whatever we want to say, then they say reciting this year, reciting Durood Sharif 10 times and Ya Ra'uf 10 times. Inshallah, the anger will subside. And if someone is angry with you, then don't respond at that moment. Durood Sharif 10 times, Ya Ra'uf 10 times, and then blow onto the person if they're not watching. If it is the wife, you can blow in the water and give her at the bedside. And these are manners of how the anger can subside by reciting these names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in charge of us the tawfiq and the love for the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir dawan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah.